Hi, I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena Program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Marlena Program, where tonight we have as our guest Marlena. We'll be bringing her on in just a minute. It's Halloween this week here in the United States, and we hope that all the ghouls and goblins and all those wonderful things will frighten you this year, and whether you're just going to be relaxing with your bookport, or if you're going to be out trick-or-treating with your kids, or if you're going to be answering the door and watching all these little witches and dwarfs and God knows what else people are going to be dressing up as. Well, we hope that you really, really enjoy it. We're in the background. We're listening to the new Manheim Steamroller Halloween 2006 album. It's great. I actually heard it first on Steve's show, on the jazz show. Or at least, actually, it wasn't the jazz show. It was his request show. And it's a great album. It's a 3-CD set of music and sound effects and all kinds of really great stuff. Well, tonight on the Marlena program again, we're going to be talking to... There we go, get rid of the music. We're going to be talking to none other than Marlena. And we thought we would also just to open phones, but we'd also try to find out a little bit more about Marlena. And we're not going to do the same kind of a things necessarily that we did on Books and Beyond. For those of you who had an opportunity to hear Books and Beyond, that was really neat. Marlena basically gave her life story to everybody and how she got married to Gary and what it was like when she grew up and... When she was riding roller skates, and how her mom told her that if she's going to ride roller skates, she's going to be like everybody else. And sounds like she had a pretty well-rounded childhood, and we all know her as Marlena. So welcome, Marlena.
Well, thank you, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. My kids are not dressing up for Halloween this year, which is I'm very, very happy about, actually.
Oh, that means they're getting old, though.
That's good, which means they're getting out of the house soon.
Well, you know, I have two Halloween stories that I'll tell you.
Oh, good, good.
Things that I did.
Okay, good. We'd love to hear them.
Okay, well, one year, I was invited to the one and only Halloween party I ever attended as an adult. I was going to say it was an adult Halloween party, but that would have given the wrong impression. It was a Halloween party for adults, and I had my guide dog at that time was a chocolate lab, and his name was Patch. And so I knew a woman who was a seamstress, and I convinced her to help me make a costume. So I went dressed up as Dorothy from The Wizard, and we had Patch dressed up as Toto, with a little oil can around his neck and everything. and then I had a little thing that was to replicate an oil can, and that's what I had people put my drinks in all night. I won first prize.
Well, that's great. Now let's see, what did I dress up as? That was sort of weird. Well, my mom dressed me up as a girl once.
Oh, my God.
And I can remember... Yeah, that wasn't my idea. it was rather entertaining, actually. And
And I can remember going to school, and one of the kids walking up to me and saying, because I was going to the school for the blind then, and I remember one of the kids walking up to me and saying, "Hello, Ginger, how are you?" Because partial sighted, you know. "Hi, Ginger, how are you?" And, you know, of course, I, you know, smacked him a good one, but...
That's funny.
Yeah, it was
How
actually...
did it feel to dress up as a girl?
Oh, it was interesting. I was pretty young then, so it was, I didn't really have any concept of that, but... It was very, very interesting. I think I was 8 or 9 or something like
that's
that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I've ever done, other than, you know, be a kid and go out and trick-or-treat on Halloween, which I did plenty of that, of course, but when I was living in D.C. on WRC radio, if anybody is listening from D.C., of course, they still have WRC. But they used to be, I don't know what they are now, but they used to be an all-talk station. And I actually ripped this idea off for my show, I think, last year. They had a contest, a laughing contest. And whoever could laugh the most like a witch won this great, huge, ginormous gift basket. And so I called him up. Let's see if I can do it now.
Oh, no. Okay.
I called him up and I said, "And your little dog Toto too." And I won the gift basket. Now my dog is jumping up on me. No, 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 no.
Oh, that's funny.
Come on, Agnes. Shit, Agnes said, "What the heck was that?"
Okay, yeah, what was that?
What was that?
Well, okay, so part of the stuff that we want to hear tonight from listeners is your Halloween stories. And let's go ahead and give out the number tonight. It's 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333. The lines are open and ready for you to call us, give us a call. We'd love to hear your Halloween stories. Well,
yeah, because I don't want to talk for... Am I on for 1 hour or two?
Well, you two.
Oh, okay.
You're on as long as you'd like to be on.
Oh, well, that's...
If you'd like to hang up, then you can do that if you'd like.
I would never hang up.
Okay. Because I figured we'd just hang out, you know?
I'm going to be here for 27 hours.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then, because next week I'm going to be on your show, too, and I'll be your guest.
That's right. That's right. We're going to flopsy-turvy, tipsy-turvy, topsy-turvy.
Something like that.
Something like that next week, and we're going to get the true story.
Yeah, actually, maybe we'll get Carrie on the phone, too.
Hey, now there, that'd be a
point. Then you'll really hear the true story.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You know, I don't think that kids are trick-or-treating as much as...
No.
You know, I really don't.
Well, I think they are in my neighborhood. Last year, we had about 500 kids here.
Yowza.
Yeah, and they pretty much start showing up around 5, and it doesn't matter if you run out of candy or not at 7 or 8, they still show up and ring your doorbell, even if you turn the lights out.
Well, now, here's an interesting question to wonder about.
Mm-hmm.
Kids people use, if you're the blind person and you're answering the door.
Oh, very good, yes. Well,
to hand out the candy.
Yeah, I tend not to do that because... There's all kinds of interesting, you know, stuff going on. But my situation is a little different. My wife enjoys doing that. So I tend to stay in the house. But
my husband doesn't enjoy doing that.
Oh,
so I tend to do it.
Ah, good. Well, how do you do it?
First, let me bring my dog back over here. Come on.
Ah, we have a caller, actually.
Oh, goody. Let's take the caller.
Let's take
while
the caller
the
first. Sit. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
It's Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
Oh, now this should be interesting. So, Kelly, do you celebrate...
Hello?
Can you hear us, Kelly? Kelly?
Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Can you hear Kelly?
We're having a bit of a delay here.
I can hear Kelly.
It probably is due to Skype. Are you there, Kelly?
Okay. Yeah, there we are.
All right, good. So, now, tell us, Kelly... do you celebrate Halloween in Canada?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we get some kids coming by, and we hand out some candies and all that sort of stuff.
Cool. So do you have any fun Halloween stories to tell?
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Great.
Last year, I was doing some work at a community project, and one of the things they wanted me to do, or at least one of the ideas that we came up with, was when Halloween came around to make a haunted house, basically, that the kids could walk through. And in the process of that, I was selected to do the soundtrack.
Oh, great.
We
had a CD playing, and I did this big intro kind of thing where you would, I think it was something, the idea was to, they would open the door and then, you know, start the CD, and you'd basically hear this this creaking door open, and then a big clap of thunder, and then this this scary music I composed, and then my voice comes on, something about good evening, boys and girls.
Oh, wow.
you have just entered the most haunted building in Motlak.
Wow. Well, if you still had that, that would be so cool to play on a loop outside the door on Halloween night.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Especially, like, if you open the door and let the kids in, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. They don't... When I was growing up, we used to have some of our neighbors, or on our block, or, you know, a couple blocks away, they would actually have haunted houses in their houses.
Wow.
And you would go in and, you know, they would... Or you would have to do treats to get... Or tricks to get your treats. And in fact, one year, do you remember when I dressed up as a girl? I told you that. Well, we went trick or treating that night, and my mom made me wear the costume then too. So all my neighbors got to see me dressed up as this girl.
My mom was
awful about that. Yeah, she tormented me. So I had to do a somersault to get to get my treat.
Ooh.
And I can remember my necklace flew off, and my stuffing up my shirt flew out, and it was actually pretty funny, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool, though. Kelly, did you save the soundtrack?
Yeah, I've actually got it on a DVD at the moment.
Wow, you should play that on your show this week.
Yeah, well, you know what I was thinking? I don't know how this would work, but if you wanted, I could probably send it over to you if you wanted to play it on the program.
Okay. Do you have
it? Enough bandwidth, Jeff?
Yeah, I do, actually. Do you have do you have it in MP3?
I think it's an MP3, or I can get it in there real quick.
Okay. Well, let's see. Sort of figuring out how we're going to get it transferred. Can you put it up somewhere and I can grab it, like on an FTP site or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where would you like me to send the email about it?
Send it to, oh gosh. Dun 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 dun. Well, do I give this one off? Well, all right. Send it to... Yeah, this is always good. I was going to have you send it to the jeff@acbradio.org. email address, but I'm not sure if I'll ever get that tonight. So, due to our lovely mail server. So send it to jeff.bishop@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. You're very brave.
Well, that's all right. I get enough spam on that one anyway. So if I get more, that's quite all right. But our listeners don't spam, but...
No, we have wonderful listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff.bishop, jeff.bishop@gmail.com. And I'll keep looking for it.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to send the MP3 that way, I can get it that way. I can get a 10 meg file or 20 meg file if I need it.
Okay. We'll see what we can do for you. I'll just send you the intro part. There were actually two parts I did on the soundtrack. What we would do is they would play the intro, and then when you go upstairs, because this was actually in a library where we have this. There would be another soundtrack, CD playing, where I put a little montage together of all sorts of scary music and sound effects, like, you know, the X-Files theme and a number of other pieces.
Ah, send them both. We'll play them both. It's Halloween this
week. Send them both?
Sure.
Yeah, send them in different
send them in different messages, and then I'll whichever one I get first, I'll play, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see what we can do about that. The second one's kind of in a loop, but...
Okay. Don't worry about that then.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want it looping.
Yeah. It is pretty long, around 15 minutes.
We probably don't want to play... Yeah, just send the intro. Or send both, and then we'll use...
You can always fade it down.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, send both.
Listeners, this is what ACB radio sounds like behind the scenes.
Exactly. Now, this is professional radio.
Fade it down. Yeah, well, it's a loop. Yeah, okay, well, yeah, all right, let's just do them all.
Yeah, do them all. What the heck? You know.
Yeah, I'll get that to you in a few minutes.
All right, fine, great.
Cool.
So, do you have anything else, Kelly?
Yeah, I was just going to say to Marlena, boy, that was quite the laugh.
Oh, I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
That was great.
It was funny.
We've
got to get that recorded.
I know some enterprising soul will snip that out. I wonder who.
Oh, I wonder who.
Use that one, yeah.
mm-hmm.
Now, there's another laugh that I can do, too, but I haven't done it for years and years.
Oh, good.
Well,
then you have to do it for us.
Well, I don't know if I can. We'll have to work my way up to it.
Oh, good. We'll save that near the end of the show.
Yeah, and we'll decide.
Everyone will have to stay tuned to hear the evil Marlena laugh.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, we'll look for that email, and we'll get it on for everybody tonight.
Okay.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, Kelly. Did you have anything else?
Just wanted to wish everyone else a very happy Halloween.
Very good, Kelly.
Oh, darling, happy Halloween to you too.
All right, we'll look forward to that. I'll make sure I get Outlook open here and monitor for it.
Okay.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
I'm having a side conversation with Gary.
All right, bye-bye, Kelly. 866-400-5333, 866-400. Jeff, hello, caller. You're on the Marlena program. Hello, caller. Oh, I think we missed them.
Hello, caller.
Yeah.
Gary, the board guy's handing me a headset, which I'm going to try to plug in here.
Oh, that would be much more comfortable for you.
You would have thought that I would have done this beforehand, but hang on.
Oops. Hello, caller.
Now let's see what happens. Oh, are you there?
I am here, actually.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah, you sound a little tinty on that.
I sound tinty?
Yeah. Oh, caller, I think I hung up on you. You'll need to try back again.
Oh, caller, he didn't mean it.
I did not mean to do that, actually. It's a ghost, actually. The ghost hung up on you.
Yes, the ghost of Halloween.
The ghost of Halloween, exactly.
So, is this headset sound okay? Can I continue to use it, kind sir?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh,
you
cool.
Sound a little tinny, but that's okay. I think the caller is here. Hello, caller?
Well, hello there.
Hey. Hey, you guys got back just in time for the show.
We got back. We got in the door at about 5:58.
Hey, pick up the phone. You sound
kinda like you're in a cave.
Kind of awful on that.
Daryl the caveman.
5:58.
Yeah, there you go. So do you have any Halloween stories, Daryl?
Halloween stories.
You might have even been there when I dressed up as a girl. No, yeah, you're probably too young for that.
I don't remember that, but I also had to do the same thing at least once.
Oh.
Daryl, you had to dress up as a girl?
I didn't have to dress up as a girl. I dressed up as Marilyn Monroe, though. And
well, you are a girl, so of course not.
Yeah, but he still dresses up as a girl, though, so what's the difference?
I think he didn't hear that, Jeff.
Daryl, I said, you still dress up as a girl. We were talking about that in the car on the way. We were talking about shirts versus blouses and really...
Yeah, I wouldn't let him dress up as a girl.
We were talking about shirts versus blouses, and that I said it was sort of crazy that women will call a blouse when it's really just a shirt.
No.
Well, it really is, though.
A blouse is different.
Well, okay. Whatever.
It's different, isn't it, Marlena?
That's right, Karen.
Yeah.
You and I, we got to stick together.
I think it's a shirt, but
so
call it whatever
you
want.
So Karen wouldn't let Daryl dress up as a girl.
Karen, did you ever dress up as Tinkerbell?
No. That would have been really cute, though.
What's the weirdest thing you ever dressed up as?
I was a punk rocker. That was interesting.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
And I dressed up as Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that would be interesting.
And a cowboy.
Oh, you did dress up as a guy then.
And a bum.
A bum.
A bum.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, oh, wow.
What, Daryl?
Thank you.
Oh, we have some breaking up here.
Yeah,
I think Skype is not being...
No, it's not behaving itself this week.
I may
know why, and I may have to remedy that situation here just a second here, of which it's not by my doing. It's by someone else's doing in the room.
Oh.
We got home just in the nick of time. The show was starting.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
We were happy about that.
Yeah. So... now, what kinds of things did you dress up as, Daryl?
I dressed up as a woman. I think that's about the only.
Did you have to do somersault to do some trick?
No.
Yeah, I had to do. Every year I had to go to the person's house.
But I had to be. I had to be in school all day dressed up as that.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, same here.
Oh, that's really bad.
I was a devil one year.
Yeah, I had to dress up. I wore high
sense.
Heels
that's
and everything.
Oh, you think I'm bad every day.
All right, guys.
High heels, I think I had to do that, too.
Yeah, high heels, yep. Yeah, stockings. Yeah, I had the whole thing. Yep.
So, as far as the trick-or-treating...
Yeah, do you get
I
many...
I remember the big scare in, like, the early 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, with the razor blade?
And I remember that seemed to me to be the time when we switched from... going to people's houses. I remember the last year that I was ever interested in doing anything like trick-or-treating, I remember going to the mall. One of the malls, I remember it was Elkhorn or one of those, had a program where you could go to the different stores.
Yeah, well, kids are not going to houses anymore. We were talking about that before. I mean, pretty much things are at the mall or, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Did we lose you?
No.
Oh.
No. I think it's Skype causing...
Oh, sorry.
Causing
well, you know, I totally agree. I don't think kids are, because my sister, they live in Boston, and they do a haunted house. Like, they have all the neighborhood kids come to their house.
Right.
It's not safe to do that anymore.
Nope, not
so,
at all.
Do you guys get kids at your door, Karen?
No, you know, since we live in an apartment, and so we don't
And they live
any,
in a, they live
kids.
In a university area, so they probably don't...
I wish we did, actually, because growing up, I used to enjoy watching the kids come to the door. I had enough vision where I could, like, see their costumes, and I thought it was adorable, the little munchkins with their witches and ghosts and ballerina outfits, and it was just
We started to talk about this earlier, and then we got a call, so I wanted to get back to it to find out what ways... people use to give out candy to kids who do come to the door. If it's, you know, if you're blind or visually impaired and you have to answer the door, because what I do, because I don't really mind it. After a while, I get tired of it, but I don't mind it for the first couple hours. And what I do is when they ring the doorbell, and before I even like open the door any distance, I say, "How many?" And because I've heard plenty of sighted people do that. How many? And they'll say, like, 3, 5, whatever. And so then I get my candy, and then I open the door, and I say, "Wow, you guys, this is really cool. Now, I'm blind, so before you get your candy, you have to tell me what you're dressed up as and where you are." And the littler the kid, the more they're happy to do it. The older kids get all, like, shy, and you know, but the
They want the candy now, and they want to get off to the next house.
They also can't wait to tell me what they're dressed up as, and they'll go like, "I'm Cinderella, I'm this, I'm that," and they start babbling.
What's really tough though is the little tiny ones, you know, the 2-year-olds and the 2.5-year-olds.
With a mommy or a daddy.
That makes it tough.
I know my 3-year-old niece. She'll be 3 in December. She's going as a spider.
As a what?
Oh, a spider.
A spider, okay.
Well, I hope no one steps on her.
I hope not.
Huh?
I hope not, or sprays her with Raid or something.
Yeah.
No, my sister's going to be taking her.
We're evil, aren't we?
Yeah, we're bad.
We're really bad.
So, Marlene, that's a fantastic way, Marlena, to do it. But my concern is, like, with the older kids, you know how they like to be pushy and chubby and, like, stick their bag in front of you and everything?
Yeah, I've never had
a problem
with it.
So my concern is that, like, some kids would get more candy than others. Because I've seen that happen, too.
I don't give candy to the teenagers.
Yeah, I don't...
When I was growing up, we had everybody from, like, age 2 to, like, 15 trick-or-treating.
Yeah, if they have a deep voice, and they come to the door, and they go, trick-or-treat, and they don't get candy.
We know that's you going on everybody.
No, I don't do that. No. No, I don't do that.
Do a trick.
No. You can't. That can't happen anymore. People are not trusting anymore allowing people to go in their houses. That's unfortunate.
I remember one year, it was like 7th or 8th grade, me and my sisters went trick-or-treating in our friend's neighborhood, and my sister was dressed as a roller skater, and one of my classmates, they knew that I was legally blind and I couldn't see well at night, so they grabbed my back candy, and they took off, and my sister, like, ran on her skates and grabbed the kid's bag and got it back for me.
Oh, good. All right. Well, do you guys have anything else?
I think...
We were just saying hi and checking in with Marlena. We wanted to say hello.
Yeah, we got to get an Agnes update, and we'll do that soon.
We're interested in hearing about you, and we'll continue listening to the show.
All right, great. And if there's any issues, give us an IM or whatever, and if you want to add anything to the show. So, all right, guys, we'll see ya.
Okay.
All right.
Marlena, good night, Jeff.
Good night,
everyone. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. 866-400-JEFF. Let's see if we can get this before Skype drops it away. Hello, caller? I don't know if we got them in time. I'll probably have to bring us back. That's the problem. I can tell when incoming call... Are you there, caller? No. I can tell when calls come in, because you can actually see it in the window.
Yeah.
But it depends on how quickly we can end one call and get to the next. But that's all right. They'll call back. 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333. We need to hear from Nikki and find out what she's dressed up as.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be very interesting.
Or to hear from some of our younger listeners to find out, you know, what they're doing at Halloween.
Carrie just got home. We'll have to get her on and ask her what she dressed up as. And we have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hello. Good grief.
Who is that?
I don't know.
You know what? I was going to say, is that Pam?
You know who I am? Oh, my gosh, that can't be sweet Pam.
I was going to say, is that Pam? Because I thought I recognized the voice, and then I thought, man, if that's wrong, she's going to be really upset.
Actually, I wasn't going to tell you this story, but I was at a summer camp once, and I had a terrible cold. And I was in the cabin during a rest period, and there was thunder and lightning. And some of the counselors who were teenagers, like, ow, and they were screaming, and I got so tickled, and I had such a bad cold that I started to laugh, and I accidentally let out with one of those.
that's funny.
But I was going to tell you, though, actually, our experience is very much the same as Marlena's, and, of course, two of us in the house who are blind, and we open the door. We have screen doors that we can keep locked and closed. And whenever we hear somebody come up, one of us gets up to where the candy is. We have the candy located right near the door.
Uh-huh.
And we do the same thing. How many? And then we ask them. And sometimes if the kids are really tiny, they'll pipe up. But sometimes the older kids will be the spokespeople. One's a this and one's a that and one's a clown, and sometimes we get the older kids acting as spokespeople. Sometimes they get off they get really, really shy, and then sometimes their parents will, who are usually with them. In fact, people drive to our neighborhood now, so we hear the cars outside.
Yeah, they do the same thing here.
Yeah, they do that here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but We always have a good time. The kids, once they get over the initial shyness, especially if they're not from the neighborhood and so they don't know us, they're, oh, I'm in this, like our Marlena says. They have a lot of fun. And, okay, hold out your bags.
And Pam, I remember one year, actually more than one incident, where I thought I'd given it all, and one kid will go, wait a minute, you missed one.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's happened too.
Oh, that's cute.
One kid actually tried to double dip one year.
You know,
one
if
kid actually tried to double dip one year, and they said, no, you got yours already, somebody said, or maybe I think we got yours. So,
well, mine
that only happened once.
Mine have always been true. It always has really been that I missed one, because I actually touched the bag when I, you know, put the candy in, and everybody's bag feels a little differently. But, you know, if adults could only be as open and accepting and, you know, come what may as children, you know, living would be so much easier. Because
mm-hmm.
these kids, man, all they want is their candy. They don't care if a Blink gives it to them or,
yeah, exactly.
or a gift for it, you know.
I know, and I usually touch the bags, too. And I usually start out, we buy the wrapped candy, since that's really
the
only thing
we do too.
Yep.
Considered safe. We try to give out a certain number per each. And then if the bowl starts getting down too low, we start backing off and give a little less.
Didn't
but
you hate
we
getting,
always buy what we like.
Didn't you hate
so
getting...
So there's any left. We get it.
Yeah.
Didn't you hate getting pennies when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes,
yeah.
I did.
There was always somebody, though, that gave pennies.
Yeah, and there was a very nasty woman in Florida who actually heated up the pennies on a plate.
What?
And the kids got... It made the paper.
What?
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Then got to see where money was.
Holy cow.
Why'd she do that?
She must have been a nasty so-and-so. It made the, she made them wait. She heated the money up, and of course they grabbed it and they ran.
Oh!
That also meant she probably didn't lose the money, but it also meant that little hands got burned.
Oh my God!
See, that's people like that should be in jail. I'm sorry.
She should have gone to. I don't know. I don't know much more. We used to hear weird stuff even back in the mid '50s, but it got worse. It's gotten so bad now.
Crazy.
But what I want to tell you a story I actually told Marlena many years ago. I had the measles on my seventh Halloween. So my parents already had the cloth bags with them, and Tommy was 2 years younger than I. So one of our parents always took us. So Dad was holding my bag. And every time he'd go to a house, they'd look at him like, aren't you a little big, Sonny? And then when he explained, they'd give him doubles. So
my bag
got bigger and bigger.
I love that. One year, I was living with my grandparents for Halloween, and they lived in a very rural area. And I think there were maybe four houses to go to, and that was it. And so my grandpa took me, and I was probably 7 or 8, and my grandpa took me around, and I remember him, and I still think about this every year, that he felt so badly that I didn't get very much candy, and he said, well, if the trees knew how to give you candy, you'd have bags and bags full because all the trees love you. And then he took me down to the mailbox, which was a quarter of a mile down the road, down this huge dirt hill. And he said, open the mailbox. I think the mailman left you something. And I opened the mailbox, and the mailbox was filled with candy. Oh, my God. The whole thing. I opened it up. The candy started falling out of the mailbox.
That's great.
Yeah, that's adorable. I never had to dress up as a boy, but one year, my brother and I went. I think it was the very last year I went. I think I was about 12. And my brother and I were out. One of the 2 or 3 years that we went out alone, because he was only 10 when I was 12. So we stopped at this one place, and one woman kind of looked up my mask, lifted up my mask. I think I was a clown. She said, are you a boy or a girl?
Oh!
And so I'm a girl, saying, you know, and she kind of, oh, okay. So then at one of the other houses, some big teenage boys were ahead of us. And we're standing in line. Wait, no, they were behind us because they were standing in line. And the one guy says, I wonder if this is a boy or a girl. And he pinched my butt. Oh, my God. Running after him, and Tommy's, Pam, Pam. He goes, it's a boy.
Oh, my God.
He thought I was a boy because I ran after him when he pinched me. Oh, my God. And my brother is, like, freaking out. Pam, stop. I wasn't using a cane yet. My poor brother was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
But it was funny because the jerk thought I was a boy.
Oh, that's funny.
And then one other year, and this will be my last one.
No, keep going. They're funny, actually.
Yeah, this nowadays would be so obvious now. But back then, I had a small tape recorder, and I was about 13, which... I'm not proud. That would put me back in 62. And recorders and players, not everybody had home record equipment.
That's okay, Pam. So I was 13 in 62 also, I think so.
I think we've been there.
Marlena's not quite sure, though.
I'm not quite sure of anything anymore.
There you go. But my brother took my player, my recorder, and went, made spooky noises. And then even if you in there. So then he turned it on the slower speed, one in seven, he turned it to, 1 7/8 for 2/3 and 3/4 to 1 7/8, and of course went, and he put it out on the front porch. And some kids were actually afraid to go to our house.
Oh, that's funny.
They really were, and I think my dad for a while walked out into the bushes and grabbed them when they came by for a few of them, and the kids were afraid to come over.
All the more candy for you.
There you go. And then some big shot, oh, you're the ones that are playing all that creepy music.
<That's>
So we
funny.
Had a great time just with that silly tape recorder.
Well, I wonder if anyone has ever carved a pumpkin.
Ugh. I hated doing that. I was
in kindergarten, but I don't remember. All I remember, I don't remember just how, you know. I do remember that we took and cut a different slit. I think we cut a triangle for the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I hated it, though, because all gooey.
I still remember that.
I have a friend in who lives in Virginia, and he loves to carve pumpkins, and he's a blind guy, so... Most times they look pretty good, but I've seen a couple where the eyes, one was a little higher than the other.
That's funny.
Well, guys, I will let you go.
All right, and guess what? We got the file from Kelly.
Oh, cool.
So
we're
going to play that. It's about a minute and 20 seconds. So let's do that, and then, Pam, we're going to let you go. Oh, wait, does Dave want to talk? Does Dave want to talk?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You want to say something? Nah, he's off.
We wanted to find out what he dressed up as, though.
God, I don't.
Come on. Go tell him to pick up the phone. Come on.
Oh, dear. I don't think he's even hearing us. He's having some...
Technical difficulties.
Email issues again, and I think he's busy trying to diagnose.
Okay, well,
have him
call in later, then.
Okay, we'll try.
All right, we'll give you permission to do that.
To you
okay,
guys later.
We'll see ya.
Thanks, Dan.
Wait, what? Honey, are you getting up? Get on. I think he's about to come forward.
Oh, good.
Are you still there?
We are.
We are.
We would like to hear what you dressed up as on Halloween. What kind
I'm
of things?
I'm trying to remember what I dressed up as. It's embarrassing. I can't remember. I always wanted to dress up as a ghost, and I remember one time, my mother insisted that I dress up as a laundry bag. and my sister, let's see, I was a little kid, and I think my sister was like, we're Handy Andy. Marlena might be the only one old enough to remember Handy Andy. I don't remember Handy Andy, except that she was a Handy Andy, and I was a laundry bag.
Oh my God.
Precious.
I don't even remember what Handy Andy was. Obviously, it was some advertising a laundry product of some variety, but. Fab or something.
Bag.
I don't.
A laundry bag. That's classic. Was it for whites or colors?
What? Oh, I don't
no,
know.
I'm
I was
kidding,
only
I'm kidding.
Five. What do I know? I was barely I just learned to walk, for crying out loud. I didn't learn to walk until I was 5 years old. That's a long story itself.
If we were giving out prizes tonight for the most original costume, I think you'd win it as a laundry
bag. That's awesome.
I remember nothing about it. I was always a clown, too. God, I don't know why I was always a clown. But
Your mom never made you dress up as a girl, though?
No, I never dressed up as a girl. I wouldn't have done that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I think about, I think of that Monty Python song, I'm a lumberjack, I'm okay.
I'm a laundry bag, yeah.
I'm going to say something constructive, but I can't remember what it was. So.
Oh, why would you bother?
Why bother after that?
That's the
story. Anyway, so how is Madeline, a little kick dog, how is she?
Well, Madeline, actually, it's funny you should ask about Madeline, because Madeline, Agnes is still on her leash. And
yeah.
Madeline just walked by and took the Nyla bone away from Agnes and went to her bed across the room, and now she's chewing on the Nyla bone, and Agnes has nothing.
Oh, so Madeline is still thinking she's going to rule the roost.
That's right. In her own little way, she's going to rule. But she sat next to me for about 10 minutes before she got up the nerve to take the Nyla bone. So she had to think about it for a while.
I'm going to take the Nyla bone.
Now, how has it...
dog. I could just see her little brain just thinking, going to take this Nyla bone right now.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. And so now
anyway, all right, I'll let you guys go and get some other foolishness going here. But
I was
going to say, the other thing I remember about Halloween when my daughter was small is being a ham radio operator, we'd go out on what we call ghost patrol. We'd go out on that was before handhelds, before cell phones, so we all had handhelds, and we'd, tell the other guys on the repeater, we're on ghost patrol tonight.
That's fun.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Good days.
Well, it's fun to have those good memories.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. See you guys later.
All right.
All right.
We'll see ya.
See ya.
Okay.
So let's play. A laundry bag. Yeah. Wow, I'm still thinking about that. Man.
God, that's great, isn't it?
Oh, a laundry bag.
That's awesome. Okay, let's play this thing from Kelly, and then we'll come back, and we'll take more calls and talk more to Marlena. So let's hear this.
Just entered the most haunted building in Morthlack. Feel free to explore, but beware. There are many dangers within, and there is a chance you may not come out again.
Very, very good. That was
wow.
That was very.
That was Gary the board guy has the sound system cranked in his office.
Yeah, we'll get you the file, Gary. It's in stereo.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That scared Agnes. She lay down.
Yeah. Now, how has she done with, or actually, more importantly, how has Madeline done with Agnes? Getting in harness and going outside, and how has Madeline take to that?
Well, actually, reasonably well. Gary and Madeline come with us on some of our routes that we do, just sort of walking around in downtown Burien, which is just a little bit south of Seattle. And Gary says that Madeline watches, making sure that Agnes is doing it right. But an interesting thing that she has taken to doing is when I do Agnes's obedience on leash, Madeline comes and does it off leash. And so the only complication we have is when I say heel, because Madeline wants to heel and Agnes wants to heel, and they both can't heel at the same instant moment. So we're trying to reteach Madeline heel. You can go to the right side and let Agnes go to the left side. So,
interesting.
But we had an interesting experience today. I took Madeline to her groomer, and it was time for her bath and her nails to be clipped. And so I forgot to put my cane in the car, so I had to work Agnes to take Madeline into the groomer. So I'm working one dog, and it was, you know, just a very few steps from the car, but I thought, oh, gosh, Agnes is going to get all confused, and Madeline's going to try to get on the left side, and this is going to be a disaster. But it actually worked out very well. Agnes went right to the door. Madeline stayed on my right side. I opened the door, put Madeline through first, and Agnes and I came through. And the only thing that happened was the groomer looked up and said, huh, two?
That's funny.
I said, no, 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 Madeline's retired now, and this is Agnes.
Ah, good. Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, good.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. Who is this?
That's Timothy.
It is Timothy. I thought it was.
Hi there, Timothy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So,
not too bad. Oh, I've got a story for you.
Oh, good. Tell us your Halloween story.
Okay. I was at the Frederick Fraser School for the Blind in Halifax, when it used to be called that. I used to be many different things. One was a pirate. Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still here.
And then I was a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Then back in, I think, 02, 03 area, I was a Starfleet officer.
Wow.
Now, you know, Timothy, my wife...
Homemade costume, though.
Huh?
Homemade costume.
Who made costume? A homemade costume.
Homemade costume.
Yeah, my wife, when we were newly married, the first year we were married, because, see, we got married on October 15th. And so the first Halloween we were together after we were married, my wife made us Star Trek uniforms.
Ooh.
And we went that way. They don't fit anymore.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was very neat, actually.
And that was a very interesting track you played by...
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Kelly,
Kelly
is so talented, isn't he?
We're hoping for the other track.
That he is.
Kelly is absolutely amazing.
We want the other track, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, we want the other track. We'll whine until we get it.
That's
but
right.
You better just start sending it.
Didn't he say that it's looped?
Oh, yeah, but Jeff can figure that out.
I'll figure that out.
Jeff can pot it down, as they say. Yeah. Kelly wasn't looped, though. The track was.
Yeah.
Eventually,
I'm more loopy than that, though.
So, anything else, Timothy?
I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Halloween.
All right. Well, have a safe one and be safe on Halloween, all right?
No problem. Have a good one.
Okay, we'll see ya. 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, if you would like to get in on the show. We'd love to talk to you. Now, Carrie is in the room. Are you in here, Carrie? I thought she was in here. She was in here reading her email since she got home, and we get email from her nephew, who is in Iraq.
Ah.
And he sends us basically daily email on what's going on over there, including pictures, which I'm not sure how he can actually. I mean, I'm sure they're censoring that somehow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Jeff Bishop and Miss Marlena Lieberg.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Jesse.
Yeah, how you doing, Jesse?
Well, I've been doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad.
How's everything in Florida, Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh, everything's doing fine. It's starting to get a little bit cooler, finally.
So what have you dressed up as?
Well, let's see. I've dressed up as a clown. One time in the 90s, I dressed up as a Ninja Turtle.
Oh. A Ninja Turtle?
Believe it or not.
Jesse, I can't picture you as a Ninja Turtle.
Well, yes, I used to be a fan of them when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I dressed up as that. I dressed up as a girl once because of my grandmother.
Oh, you guys, you dress up as girls? I never heard of this before. That is so wild.
Wait, you dressed up as a girl too?
Well, I am a girl.
No. I thought he dressed up as a girl.
He did.
Sorry, I took my headphones off for a second because I was checking on something. And so I thought I heard
it. It was hilarious, Jeff, because imagine me with a wig with, let me see, shoulder-long hair and braids.
Yep.
High heels.
Yep.
A purse.
Yep.
And a pair of pants and a blouse.
Oh, see, I had to wear a dress. Yeah, I had to wear a dress, and I wore stockings, and I wore lipstick and makeup and eyeshadow. I wore the whole bit, man.
You've had some pretty.
I'm hoping that you weren't having to go anywhere in public.
Oh, I did. I had to go to school, and I had to go trick-or-treating at night
Okay. Well, that I'd understand, but, I mean, did you get strange looks from people at school?
Well, sure, because, you know, we lived pretty near the school, and my mom would pick me up, and then she'd say, well, we had to go to the store, and so she took me to the store. What am I supposed to do, you know, when you're 8, 9 years old? You can't sit in the car by yourself.
I have so many, one time I dressed up as an alien or something.
Yeah.
Well, you're sort of an alien kind of guy anyway, Jesse.
Huh?
Do you have any...
You're sort of an alien kind of guy.
Do you have any scary stories for us? You know, like any times that you got really scared on Halloween?
Well, let's see. One time I went trick-or-treating with a couple of cousins of mine. And we're passing by this lady's house, and all of a sudden, I have pretty good hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a car starts following us for like about a half a block.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, guys, there's something wrong, and I don't like it. And this car passes by us and with no lights on at all. And I'm like, okay. And I'm with my cousins, and all of a sudden, we start looking for a place to hide, and we hid behind these bushes, and all of a sudden this person pokes her head out from the car, and it turns out it was my mother that was coming to pick us up.
What
made it even scarier is that that day it was I guess there was a storm or something, because it was raining. I remember that one. And we were like, okay, there's a car coming behind us, no lights, this isn't good, guys. It was pretty scary, but we had a lot of...
That is scary.
That is scary.
That scared me, and I'm in my living room.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to say hi to you guys and see how you guys were.
We're just great. Are you still using your Braille note?
Well, I've been using my Braille note. I've also been using the Maestro a lot.
You know what? I can't talk about this because they'll shoot me and kill me, but I'm beta testing the next release of Keysoft and the next... The next immediate release of Keysoft, and it's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. We'll have to get you on from the main menu or something.
And one thing I am going to do, Jeff.
What, Jesse?
Be interesting for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a podcast on Trekker version 3 when it comes out.
Oh, is that coming out
not
soon?
Not when it comes out. When it, huh?
It's. I thought it was out, actually.
Yeah, well, it is out. What I meant to say is when I get it.
Okay, because it's been out for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, I ordered it, and I'm still waiting for the update to get to my house.
Okay.
And but, I just updated my Sendero GPS, so I have to. I just did it this week, actually. So I have to. I have to figure out what's new and hot with that. They've got all new maps, and so you
3.5?
Can't keep up with this stuff.
No, not at all. All right, Jesse. Anything else?
Oh no. Just wanted to say hi to you guys and congratulate Marlena, I guess, on her new doggy.
Yeah, it's great, huh?
Well, thank you, Jesse. And you know what? I always remember meeting you when I went to Florida with the Braille Note stuff, and how excited you were that I was coming. I thought that was so nice of you. I walked in and three people said, "So you do a radio show on ACB Radio?" And I said, "Well, how do you know?" And they said, "Jesse hasn't stopped talking about it."
Well, I actually recognized her voice from ACB, and when I heard her, I'm like, "Wait a second, that sounds like Marlena Lieberg." but it was good. I mean, and by the way, happy, really happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so much. You're a good friend, and I appreciate that.
I meant to call you, but when I had tuned in part of the Marlena show, I had kind of tuned in late.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I couldn't
okay.
get the number, so I didn't really...
Not a problem.
That's okay. Life happens.
I wasn't able to get in touch with you to actually tell you happy birthday on your special day, I guess.
There you go.
But
all right.
All the same.
All right, Jesse.
Well, you take care.
All right. Have a nice night then, Jeff. And
thank you, sir.
To everybody out there in Radio Land, have a nice and safe Halloween come the 31st.
Indeed. Thank you
okay.
very much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333, if you would like to call in on the show.
We want you to call in
indeed,
on the show.
Indeed. We'd like to love to hear from you. And I know we've had a number of callers who are trying to get a hold of us while we're speaking to other people. So now is the time to call in. 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333. And Kelly, we're waiting for the other file. Anyway, so we want the other one. Now, let's talk about Agnes this week. This is your first week that you've had Agnes at home.
Yes.
And so kind of give us a rundown as to what's happened this week, what have you done, and how did it go at the wine party on Monday, and all that kind of fun stuff. Oh,
okay.
Wait, we have another caller already.
Okay, I was just going to say, and if we get a caller, interrupt me.
Okay, hello, caller, welcome to the Marlena program.
Hello, it's Mary Ellen, and I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, hello, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, how are you?
Welcome.
Fine, Marlena. How are those puppies?
Oh, my gosh, they're just fine.
Good, hey, good.
Now, where are you these days? This is a woman, I never know where she is.
We're in Arizona.
Okay.
Well, you are?
We're in Arizona. Yeah, we have... Actually, right now we have two residents, one in Ohio and one is in Arizona, and we spend most of our time here in Arizona.
Where are you in Arizona?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in Tucson.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm in Tucson. So we'll have to get together.
I'm sorry, what?
We'll have to get together.
Well, that would be wonderful.
We'll
Listen,
have to do dinner or something.
I have one funny story about
Good.
Halloween. We're such... squares in this household, but Halloween is not a real big thing. But 6 years ago, my first year that I had my dog Peggy, I was still in Ohio, and Halloween was an unusually warm day. It was like 82 or 83 degrees out. So I had the living room window open, and I was doing my email on a Braille Light 18 cell with a 96K modem. I'm doing email, and I'm hearing these kids walk up our walk, and I live in an apartment building, so kids very rarely ever came on Halloween, and I'm hearing this very clearly, and they're having this big discussion. Well, you ring the doorbell, and I'll yell boo. No, I'll ring the doorbell, and you yell boo. So I grab Peggy, and I put her leash on, and I walked up to the front door. Now, you have to understand that in this building, there are five steps that go down to the big, there's a front door to the outside, and then there's a security door. And the security door, you open it, and there are five steps that go up, and there's probably a two-foot space between the steps and the door. So the kids come walking up. I hear them open the door, and they're just stepping in, and I opened my door, and I said, go, Peggy. And she went, and she took this flying leap down these steps and went, wah! Right in these kids' face, and we were picking up candy a week later.
Oh, God.
And the thing was, you could hear, I turned around, and there was this chorus of laughter of all the little old ladies, you know, these little 80-year-old ladies were hanging out the window watching these kids.
That's a riot.
They're screaming, laughing at me doing this to them. And what was so funny is that I called my mother, and she was still alive, and I said, you should see what I just did to these kids. And my mother, there was this long silence, and finally she went, Mary. But anyway, that's my one Halloween story.
That's
we
a
we
riot.
Love it. We love it.
That's a riot.
So I hope to be a more frequent caller now that, I mean, I know that you have a different number, Marlena, and I've been trying to tune new people in. You always have such a fun and interesting program.
Yeah.
So,
well, she'll be back next
happy
week.
Happy Halloween to the world audience, and I hope you and those puppies do real well, and give them both a pat for Peg and me.
I will do that.
Take care.
Okay.
Take care, Mary Ellen.
Bye-bye, Mary
Thank
Ellen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-400-JEFF. Another Arizonian there. 866-400-5333. If you'd like to get in on the show tonight. So, all right. And we'll interrupt you if we get another caller here, Marlena.
Okay.
But go right ahead with an Agnes update.
Okay. Let's see. The Agnes update for this week. Well, now I'm feeling sort of paranoid because, you know, I don't go somewhere every day, you know, like you do at guide dog school. And so I keep worrying, oh, my gosh, I should really go somewhere. I should really do something. Even though guide dogs assured me that they understood my lifestyle and that they gave me a dog appropriate to my lifestyle, who is now pulling my arm off to get to the Nylabone. Let me just get her over here. Sit. Good.
Marlena, we have another caller.
Oh, goody.
So Agnes was doing the right thing in interrupting
yes.
you.
Yes, she was.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Lois. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
Hi, Lois. How are you?
How are
Hi,
you?
There's some breaking up.
Oh, we're sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. And so we'll try to live with it here. Hi, everybody. Marlena, I'm so glad everything's going well for you. I've been listening to everything here.
Oh, bless your heart. Are you still drinking good coffee?
I sure am.
Yeah, what are you drinking now?
It's something called, it's a brand called Marquis that I've been picking up at Sam's Club. Dark
really?
Roast. French roast.
Ooh. Ooh.
Not bad.
I'll have to try it. Marquis?
Hmm.
And are you still using your fancy-dancy coffee maker?
No. I've come down a little because I'm a little annoyed. The coffee maker, that one, I just love it. But it's made out of plastic, and the lid has little plastic gizmos that keep the lid in place, and they break. with no apparent help to do so, and then the lid wants to fly off, and it's not really safe. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes, it is. I've said worse than that about it.
I bet you have. Have you ever heard of those Senseo coffee machines?
I've heard about it, but
I
haven't.
I wonder what they're like.
We haven't met.
Yeah, we haven't met either, but I'd love to know if somebody's had experience with one.
Yeah, I've heard quite a bit about it. It might be an interesting thing to try when one is in the mood or whatever.
Yeah, I think Amazon.com has a good price on them these days.
Mm. Well, maybe Santa Claus will get you one for Christmas.
Well,
yeah, how about that?
Yeah, Santa Claus will get Lois one.
I wanted to comment about Halloween. And I'm older than all of you, so I go back a little further. In the 50s, when I was, I would have been 9, 10, somewhere in there. Now, I was raised by grandparents, and we lived in a neighborhood in Vancouver, Canada, where most of the people were older, and were, as they said then, from the old country. A lot of them were immigrants from different parts of Europe after World War II. And so the Halloween treats were quite interesting. You got a lot of the usual stuff, but some people made their own things, and there was an English couple across the street that made the most marvelous English molasses toffee.
Oh,
and I have never found anything to equal it since, because I'm long gone from there, and I'm sure they've passed on a long time ago. But I've never run into anything like it since then. And if I wanted to go back for anything, one of the things would be that molasses homemade candy.
Oh, I bet that was good. Have you done a search to try to find the recipe?
We did some crazy things. Now, as I said, I grew up with grandparents, so they were older, and I went to a school for the blind there that is no more, but at that time, that's where I went, and at this time, I was able to come home every night on a bus. Now, fortunately, the people who were rearing me at this time were in touch with what they called a blind counselor at that time, who was at the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Probably Kelly will know about that. But fortunately, this woman was blind and told my grandmother, look, let her be as normal as possible and do not overprotect her.
Yeah.
And fortunately, grandmother listened to her. And so, now, and this sounds totally mad, but we used to do fireworks on Halloween.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to do it. All the other kids were doing it. I wanted to light them, and I wanted to throw them.
Oh, my God.
So I could do sparklers. That was no big deal. But the firecrackers.
Hmm.
My grandmother, I'm sure she died 1,000 deaths, but decided that if I got killed, she'd try not to blame herself, and it served me right. So, what she'd do is I'd hold the cracker, and for several, the first few times, she'd light it. But then she'd get all excited, and she'd get worried that I wasn't going to let go of it in time, and she, in a few seconds, she'd yell, are you going to throw that damn thing? And I'd go, queep, and it would go, pow! And I thought I was in kid heaven.
Oh, my gosh. That's something I've never done. I've never lit and thrown a firecracker. Because
I think I was totally nuts. I wouldn't do it today.
I've always sort of been afraid of the darn things. I don't like loud noises. But I was going to ask you, first of all, I'm very familiar with the CNIB, and I've actually been there to one of their locations. I think in Ottawa, somewhere around Ottawa. But I was going to ask you, have you ever tried to do a Google search for that particular English molasses toffee recipe?
No, I have not. I do not have my act together with Google. It's one of these things I'm going to do in heaven. You know what I mean? And I just got through some major computer trials and tribulations and have a new computer. It's all okay now, but I went through a few nightmares getting there. And so I took a little time out. Google is one of the things I got to conquer.
Well, I bet you we can come up with something. I mean,
close to it, yeah.
If not the exact recipe, maybe something that's close. You know, I've never made toffee. Maybe we could get Dale Campbell to do a show on.
Oh, wow.
He listens to this show, actually. So,
yeah, Dale, call in.
Yeah, I'll bet they could find something out, and I'll bet if I put a question on the Cooking in the Dark.
Yeah. Tell him to do a show on toffee making. Somebody would come up, because
we got people all over the place in there.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be great. Dale, if you're listening, call us and let's see if you have a recipe.
And tell us. Toffee, molasses toffee.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
It was the most, there was some flavoring in it. I want to know what seasoning was used, because I know what molasses is, but I can't remember.
Do you think it was ginger?
It's got to be 40, 50 years ago, but I still remember that candy. If I tasted it again, I'd know it. You know what I mean?
Do you think it was ginger?
I don't know. If it was, there was something else with it, because it was, how do I put this, a softer flavor than that.
Mm.
I mean, ginger by itself can be a little, you know what I mean? Maybe, now I know there's a cookie recipe I have. They're called ginger snaps, but the seasoning is a combination of cinnamon and cloves and ginger. And it's really a nice flavor, but I don't think that was in the candy, although it would sure be good.
Well, we'll see if Dale calls in with any ideas.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right.
But I thought you'd find it interesting. Oh, and as for dressing up for Halloween, I did the usual stuff, and I dressed up as a boy one year, and my fly kept coming open. Only you, shall we say, I had feminine attributes. You know, I was a little kid. I was 8 or 9 or something.
Only you, Lois. Only you. That's why I love this woman so much. She has the greatest stories.
let's just hope you're wearing
program,
something underneath that.
That's why I love this program. Marlena, you bring this out in us. It's all your fault.
Don't blame me because your fly wouldn't stay back.
Although you're sharing in it now. By the way, I love the work you do on the Marlena Show and for ACB Radio, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you a lot.
Well, thank you.
You know what, Lois, next week Jeff's going to be my guest.
Oh, neat. You're going to turn the tables.
That's right. We decided to go ahead and do that, and it should be rather interesting.
Everybody needs to to call in with all their questions about who is the real Jeff Bishop.
Yeah, we'll get Carrie on and we can interview her and find out who I really am.
Oh, yeah. Is the program that the book thing did on you, Marlena, is that up on demand? Because I missed that one. I didn't get to hear what they did with you on that.
Well, I think our webmasters are working on that.
We'll work on that. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
I have it.
Okay,
I actually have it, so we'll get it up there.
I think it's already there. I want to check in on that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I'll let you all go, but we've been listening, and we appreciate all the jobs and all that's been going on that you've been helping with, Jeff.
We appreciate
both of you. So take care and have fun.
You too. Good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye. 866, we have we had a caller, and it may be Dale, so let's see if he'll call back. 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333.
So can you see the numbers of the people who call?
Let me see. Let's see if I can get.
Never having used the system you're using, I find it fascinating.
Well, it's not that fascinating. It works surprisingly well, actually. What's his area code?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I was just curious if you could see the number.
Well, it's area code 870, whoever that is.
870, call us back. Caller up. You are the lucky winner. Bingo. Do not remove your beans. The caller may be wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, this is Margaret Johnson.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello,
how
Margaret.
Are you?
Oh, Marlene, I had to play everybody that little part about where you got the guide dog. And I called people up and said, look, I want you to listen to this.
Oh, well, that
was great.
That was all Jeff's doing. Jeff put all that together.
That was great.
It surprised me as much as it did anybody else. I sat in my room the first night at Guide Dogs with my new dog and listened to that and cried my eyes out.
Yeah, I got a very, very...
you should have had a box of Kleenex or something.
She even made me cry.
I went to call and tell about our Halloween in the Arkansas School for the Blind when I was in the fourth grade. One time at the school, I don't know if I was in the probably third grade, we went trick-or-treating to where all the teachers lived on campus. Are you there?
Yeah.
We're here, yep.
And so, anyway, we went, it was kind of interesting, the first time I really knew where a lot of the teachers lived, and, you know, the superintendent's apartment and everybody, we went trick-or-treating, and that was fun, and we dressed up in whatever we could find, we had a good time. Well, in the fourth grade, next year, it just so happened that we got to go home for the little 3-day weekend or whatever it was, you know, that we usually went home in the fall, and it landed on Halloween. And I thought about it later how compliant I was, because my daddy said, see, my parents were both visually impaired, so my daddy said, well, tonight's Halloween, and we've got lots of candy. He said, let's just stay home and see if we can guess who the kids are when they come by, and we'll get to see all the costumes and everything. And I said, sure, that would be great. You know? You would have think I would have said, well, this is my only chance to get to go trick-or-treating. I want to go. But I just gave into it, and I said, oh, that would be fine. Well, my daddy was really visually impaired, you know, worse than my mother. So the kids would come, and he knew who every one of them were, and he'd guess who they were, and he'd just tickle them to death because they thought they were really dressed up where he couldn't tell who they were or anything. And we did have plenty of candy left over because I never really liked candy all that much.
Boy,
you
know? I wish I could say
so
that.
So we had plenty of candy, and I was the only child, so it was easy for them to talk me into doing whatever they wanted me to do. But it was kind of fun, you know, seeing all the kids, and I had just gotten home, like, you know, about 5 o'clock, and So, you know, I probably didn't even feel like going trick-or-treating, but I just thought how easy it was they talked me into doing that.
That's funny.
So, anyway, it was fun, but, and I took my kids, they went to Christian school, and they don't do Halloween in Christian school, but then when we moved to Paragould, they wanted to go trick-or-treating because all the kids were doing it, and so we went to the hospital and had the candy x-rayed. And we got an apple because I knew the people that gave the apple. And that apple was just as clean and clear as it could be on the x-ray and everything. But I thought everybody was calling in. I'd just call in and tell my little Halloween story. And,
there you go.
What's going to happen, Marlena, about Madeline taking away the toy or whatever it was from Agnes?
Well, you know, that happened so long ago. Madeline's gone back to bed, and Agnes is now curled up next to my chair, so they've each forgotten about it.
Oh, good.
It wasn't a big fight or anything.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, y'all are having a fun program, and I missed the first part, but I'll catch it when it comes around again.
Very good.
Being a part
have
of
fun.
The second part.
All right.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
866-400. We got the second part of Kelly.
Oh.
Can you hear it?
I can.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, darling, this is Igor. And if you don't do what I tell you to do, you will be in trouble. Give me all your candy and give it to me now.
My dog is looking at me like I've lost my mind. Woo! Here, sit. It's not Igor. It's still Mommy. Okay. She said, oh, my God, what was that?
This is pretty good. It's all in stereo.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's quite good, Kelly.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll leave it on in the background here.
Yeah.
And, sort of distracting, actually.
I know you want to listen to it and talk.
No, it's just sort of, I'm turning it off right now because it's really kind of distracting me. It's kind of weird. I think Carrie's in here. Carrie?
Hot cocoa.
Carrie brought me hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very,
that's
very nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You'll have to drink your hot cocoa out of the mugs I sent you last year at Christmas time.
We've been using them, actually.
It's too soon. They have snowmen on them.
Doesn't matter. We use them anyway.
Oh.
Because they're wonderful, and they're big.
Oh, I know. That's why I picked them.
They're big, and they're great. In fact, yeah. I think this may be one of them. Let me see. Let me see.
A double-sized mug, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
No,
this is no.
Snowmen on them.
Yeah, no, this is not one.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know, one of the things they do at Guide Dogs for the Blind, which I think is really cool, is they give you, when you first get there, now my dog is rolling over on her back, kicking me. They give you these wonderful travel coffee mugs, and the lids, like, snap on tight, and they say you can carry any hot or cold beverage in that, but mm-hmm. The rule is when you're walking around with a beverage, it has to be covered. And so they give you these cups, and so I thought that they were just there for us to use while we were there, but no, they actually give them to you. They're very cool.
Hmm.
They're real big.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, they're very, very cool. However, they are not spill-proof, which I knew that, but one day I thought, oh, I can pour this cup of coffee, set it in the corner of my backpack, and gently put my backpack on my back, which I did. And the coffee cup stayed standing,
wow.
Which was great, until I said, Agnes, forward, and she took off, and the coffee cup tipped, and the coffee was leaking out of my backpack as I was going out to the relieving circle, and one of the trainers said, Marlena, your backpack seems to be dripping coffee. I was like, shut up, don't even tell. I was so embarrassed. What an idiot. So then every time I would go by people that day, they'd go, do you smell coffee? I smell coffee. They wouldn't let me forget it.
Yes.
Oh, me, oh, my. So anyway, the back to the Agnes update, who Agnes is being very silly right now. She's quite at it with what she perceives as me sitting in this chair talking to myself. She's bored with this. It's time to do something different. But so I've been, kind of worried that, she hasn't worked every single day. She's gone somewhere probably at least every other day, and there were a couple of days when she's gone somewhere, 2 days in a row. But she, she seems to be okay with it, although she really hasn't quite got it that we don't go somewhere every single day. So we've been doing, kind of our normal things and running around doing our normal errands and stuff. And so it was actually, Tuesday night that we went to the steering committee for the Wine and Chocolates fundraiser that Guide Dogs does in Seattle, and she did a great job going there, and then she did a great job walking to the place, and we had to go through a parking lot, and it was at night, and I thought, oh boy, if she's going to mess up, this is where it's going to be, but she didn't. She did a fine job. And then on Friday, we Agnes down. Come on, good girl. We went to a memorial service. I don't know, some of my listeners might remember a gentleman who always called my show whenever we had anyone dealing with health issues. Guests like Debbie Hazelton were on, and his name was Ron, and Ron Fredrickson lived here in the Seattle area, and Ron died while I was at Guide Dogs.
That's sad.
So on Friday afternoon, they had a memorial service for him at the Braille and Talking Book Library, and there were, I think Gary counted 40 people who were in the room, and we all went around and told our memories of Ron, and it was just a really wonderful experience. But Agnes, of course, hadn't participated in anything like that before, and there was I think there was a dog from Pilot, mm-hmm. and another dog from Guide Dogs, and there was food on the floor and crumbs and
Wow.
But she did a great job. Scarf anything up. She was a good little citizen. And then Friday night, Gary and I came back and we fed Madeline and took her out and then put her back, and then we got back in the car and we went to this Irish pub called O'Kelly's Irish Pub.
Okay, well, let's hold on because we have a caller.
Okay, good.
Okay, hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good. Who is this?
John Jacques, your neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, John.
It's Arizona's being well represented. We've had three callers now.
And hello, Marlena. Welcome home.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, hon. And Jeff, I wanted to thank you for plugging Books and Beyond at the beginning of the show.
Well, thank you. And
we'd
like to hear your Halloween stories.
Tell us your
Halloween story.
I'm not really doing anything for Halloween this year.
Well,
I'm not working anywhere, so I'm not dressing up.
Did you dress up for Halloween a long time ago?
Depends. If I'm playing somewhere, they're doing something.
Oh.
One year I went as, I won a costume party contest at one place that I was playing when I first moved out here back in 1991.
Oh. What did you dress up as?
I dressed up as a monk or something like that, and actually won $50.
Wow.
Cool. Good job.
Yeah, if somebody got a picture of it, me standing there as a monk or some sort of a holy man with a beer in my hand, I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty funny. A monk with a beer, that's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, John, there's a wine shop in Seattle called the Stumbling Monk.
Wow, really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, they sell wine and beer.
That's funny.
Well, there might be a few.
There could be a few stumbling monks. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
That's right.
But anyway, I just wanted to call, say hi, and welcome you back, Marlena. And Books and Beyond has missed you, so we'll look for you on Wednesday nights if you can make it.
Well, thank you, John. And I think Books and Beyond is one of my pride and joys of ACB Radio Mainstream. I love all the programming on Mainstream, but that's just such a great show, and so is Sports.
Well, that's a great host. Our hostess.
Indeed. Yeah, she's good.
Yep.
All right, John.
Yep.
See you Wednesday.
Okay, man. Well, you guys take care.
All right, good night.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Okay.
All right. 866.
Have a good one.
All right. See you, John. 866-400-5333. 866-400-JEFF. Dale, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, where are you, Dale? Where are you? We want English molasses coffee.
Anyone that knows Dale who's listening, tell him to call.
Yeah.
866-400-JEFF. 866-400-5333. All right, so we're up to Friday night.
Okay, so we got back in the car and we went to this place we'd never been to before, and we parked a distance away, and so that we would give the little girl some work, and so we walked to it, and I got up to the door and I said, "Oh my gosh, do we even want to go in here? It's so noisy. I can hear it from outside."
Uh-oh.
And you know, Gary and I are old people. And so,
yeah, right.
You know, we're like, oh, dear. Well, we said, oh, why not? We're here. McKelly's Irish. I said McKelly's Irish. I'm being instructed here.
Wow.
And so, oh, my gosh, the food was just outstanding. outstanding. Oh, I had bangers and mash.
What's that?
Oh, my gosh.
You're talking to someone who has no idea what that is.
Oh, it's this wonderful, well, they say Irish sausage, but I think bangers are also English. And, oh, they cook it in beer.
Okay.
And then they make these great red mashed potatoes, and they leave the skins in the mashed potatoes. And then they just, like, dump all these peas all over your plate. So it's a very fattening dinner.
Yeah.
But bangers and mash, oh, boy, was it good. And then for my appetizer, I had a cup of Irish beef stew. Now, I'm very fussy, thank you very much, about my beef stew, because I don't mean to sound vain or snobby or anything else, but I happen to think that I make the best beef stew in the world. So it's just a reality. People just have to deal with it. Maybe sometime I'll give my beef stew recipe. But anyway, so I was a little reluctant. I thought, well, oh, but I really want to. It was cold, and I thought I'd really like to try it. So I got a cup of beef stew. Oh, my gosh, it's every bit as good as my beef stew.
Mm, good.
And Gary got this Northwest clam chowder, which doesn't sound very Irish to me, but they had it on the menu anyway. And he loved it, and he also got bangers and mash. So
wow, he ate quite a lot there.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided that we would definitely go back there, and we would go maybe a little earlier before the rowdies happened. But there was this one guy who was eating at a table, like we were at a booth, and Agnes got into the booth and under the table like a good girl, and Gary sat in his wheelchair at the end of the booth, and I sat to Gary's right, and this booth was really big, and I was glad that we got a booth because it did sort of cushion some of the sound. But there was this one guy there who was eating maybe two or three booths over to Gary's left, and he had the most annoying laugh, and he was having such a good time, and his laugh was like this. He would go, you'd hear all this, you know, really loud noise, people, everybody shouting over everybody else, and then you'd hear this, and it just kept cracking me up. It goes,
oh, that's funny.
Oh, gosh. Gary said, that guy's laugh is hurting my ears. But Agnes did very well in all that noise, although I will say that she didn't put her head down for about 10 minutes. I think she was like, what in the name of time am I doing here?
Yeah, wow.
What is this
place?
You're
definitely getting her put in very interesting environments.
Yes, yes. And today she went to the grocery store for the first time.
How'd she do there?
She did very well. I let Gary do the shopping, and I just walked around with her up and down the aisles and was working with her on the concept of take me up to things, but don't sniff it.
Gotcha.
So I went to things like the produce aisle, you know, no temptations there, and the bakery aisle where things are just out on tables.
Yeah.
You know, and,
she did, did she grab anything?
Nope.
Good?
Nope. And I really tried to set her up for it, too, and she didn't grab a thing.
That you know of?
I'm sure of it. I'm completely sure of it. Now, she did do a really bizarre thing yesterday. Less people should think that I think my dog is an angel. Even though I do think she's an angel with a devil in her eye. We were out in the backyard playing with her Kong. And she loves her Kong. Oh, there's nothing in life better than your Kong. And for people who don't know, a Kong is it's a hard rubber toy. It's hollow in the middle, and it's sort of shaped like a fire hydrant, if you will. Not quite, but that's as close as I can come to. And you bounce it, and you throw it, and it bounces, and if it hits a hard surface, it just goes crazy. It goes everywhere. So She was running up and down the ramp to the backyard, playing with her Kong. She was growling at it, talking to it, squeaking at it, having all this great conversation with her Kong. And so the wonderful thing about this dog is when I say Agnes comes, she actually does, which is just an amazing thing. And she also knows, okay, that's enough. That's enough, which means open your mouth and give me that toy. And no matter how deep in play she is, she'll open her mouth and give me the toy. So I said, okay, that's enough, and took the Kong, put it up on the table out on the deck, got Madeline, and the two girls ran up and down the ramp, and they chased each other roundy round in the yard. And then Madeline got tired of that, came in the house. Agnes, however, was still completely wound up, tighter than a tick, came running up the ramp, jumped up onto the table, all 4 feet, onto the table, grabbed the Kong, and almost made it, but I snagged her. And, of course, we had a little correction, not a horrible one, because she was all wound up, but we put her at sit, tapped that table, and got a very stern voice, and I said, "This is not allowed in this house. Do you understand?" And, oh, boy, she got very still, like a little statue, and her little nose went straight up in the air like she does, and looked up at me, and I said, "That was not good." And I put the Kong in the center of the table, and then I waited a second, and I lightly tapped the table to try to goad her into no, she wouldn't do that again. No.
Yeah, she won't do that again, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But it actually made me laugh.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny.
One leap, and she was standing on the table.
Was Gary out there?
No, I wish he had been, actually, because, I mean, it was cute, but it was unacceptable, and so it had to be corrected, obviously. But what an amazing, you know, dogs are amazing. They really are. The expectations that we have of them and their whole learning process is just, I don't know, it's just an amazing thing to me to teach a dog something. You know, it's a very cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are sort of the highlights of the week. We did go to City Hall
Did she meet the mayor?
Well, I wanted to see the city manager, but he wasn't there. And then I wanted to see the person who is in charge of traffic signals, because I want them to consider putting in an accessible pedestrian signal at a certain location that I think would be beneficial to elderly folks and blind folks and people with developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So the person I needed to talk with wasn't there either, but I got their email address and I got, you know, the whole deal. So I'm going to go back again on Monday and start this process. And if I don't get any good results, I will be visiting the city council with Miss Agnes, and we will give public testimony until they get sick of us and they give us
good.
What we want.
Yeah, good. 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333, if anyone wants to call in and chat with us tonight. So now, what did you do today?
Let's see, what did I do today? Well, you know, I'm doing so much beta testing these days. I'm beta testing for three different entities. Beta testing with GW Micro, and beta testing with NLS Digital Download, and beta testing with Braille Note Keysoft. So I did a lot of that. Then today's when we went to the grocery store.
Oh, okay. It was today. Okay. Yeah.
That was today. Yep. Took Madeline to the groomer today. And it's sort of yucky out now.
It's been raining here today, too.
Yeah.
Kind of wet and cold.
Well, and, you know, the good Agnes news, and for people who aren't guide dog users, or I'd rather say handlers. I think users makes it sound like you abuse the dogs or something. But for people who are not guide dog handlers, you may not really appreciate the significance of this. But for Jeff and others who are, oh, her relieving patterns are finally starting to sort themselves out.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, what a relief, you know, no pun intended. You know, because she just, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always worry, oh my gosh, she didn't do the one, or she didn't do the two, or she didn't do both, and oh my gosh, I'm so afraid.
Oh, yeah, you know. Is she going to do it in the grocery store?
Yeah, exactly. And what are people going to think?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
And then, you know what, some lady asked Gary today in the drugstore, some lady said, was that a different dog? And Gary said, because I just was intent upon working, so Gary answered the question, and he said, yeah. And she said, oh, is that dog better than the other one? Like, what a stupid question. You know, would you say that to a new mother? Oh, do you like this kid better than the last one?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, though. I just pretended I didn't hear it.
Yeah, what do you say to that, though?
You know what Gary said? Because he's so good about, you know, he just, he said, oh, Madeline's fine. She's retired. She's at home. You know, so that's, and then the lady's like, oh, okay. But what a dumb question. That dog better than the other one?
That's funny.
She's worse.
Yeah, I'm taking a step down as I get older.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm expecting to be guided off a 6-foot to 10-foot cliff.
Exactly. I'm ending my life. I'm getting a Doberman next time or a pit bull, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm reading a really good book, by the way.
Oh, which one?
That husband book you told me.
Oh.
Holy cow. Okay, if anybody wants to get a wonderful book, and I would imagine that it's on Audible. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Husband by Dean Koontz. And I'm not a big Dean Koontz fan, but I may be after this book. I can't put it down.
Where are you at in the story?
Let's see. He's at his brother's house right now. And he's, and he's just informed his brother about the situation. But, see, I know about his brother because, unfortunately, I fell asleep and I didn't set the sleep timer.
Oh.
So I woke up and heard what his brother was really into in the middle of the night last night. So I know, but I don't know how he finds out what his brother is into. So.
Oh, yeah, it gets
really,
really
scary.
It gets
book.
Really ugly. It's a great Halloween book.
It's really scary. But it's essentially just, you know, for people who don't know why we're gaga-ing over this thing, this guy's wife has been kidnapped.
Right.
And without giving, like, lots of the story away, the kidnappers know every move that the husband is making.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly where he is, when he is, what he said. They are able to record his conversations, and they play them back to him on the phone.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's just so scary.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out, I mean, other than what he found in his garage, I know about that. But I haven't figured out, like, how they knew he went to his parents' house and how they knew he was at the church. And unless they have, like, a GPS tracking system in his car or something, I don't know. But, oh. It's a really scary book.
Yeah, it's a great, great book. And,
And I'm also reading, testing out some of the Daisy on the Braille note. I'm also reading a book by Barack Obama, not his most recent book, whose name I can't remember, Something of Hope, but his first book, which is called Dream from My Father.
Hmm.
And, you know, Barack Obama is... taking many, many people's, he's captivating many people. Like
he will be the president one of these days.
Well, you know, it just reminds me of Bobby Kennedy, how the charisma of Bobby Kennedy. And if I got this book off Bookshare, Dream from My Father, and I've found maybe like three scanning errors in the book so far. They're just practically non-existent, and it's a fabulous book. It's an autobiography of his younger life, his growing up years. It's only 400 pages,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pretty darn quick read, and so people might want to check that out. He's a fascinating man. Just kind of a funny thing about that. He his mother was from Kansas and was white, and his father was from Kenya and was black. And so Barack is more of a coffee color, I would guess, because he describes himself as a brownish skinned man. And so when they were living in Hawaii when he was a little boy, he spent a lot of time living with his grandparents. His father had to go back to Kenya to work as a result of the scholarship that he had that brought him to Hawaii to study, and for whatever reason his mother didn't go back, and so Barack and his mother were in Hawaii. So his grandfather has quite a sense of humor, and the tourists would come and they would stare at Barack when he was a little boy, and so his grandfather walked up to one of them and he said, "Oh, don't stare. You are looking at the great-grandson of King Kamehameha." So he told Barack, he said, "Your picture is in scrapbooks from Maine to Florida." And then another time, and Barack was swimming, and of course his grandfather is white, and so a tourist looked at his grandfather and said, "That must be part of the native Hawaiian's ability to swim like that. Isn't that amazing how that little boy can swim?" And his grandfather looked the tourist square in the eye and he said, "His mother's from Kansas, his father's from Kenya, there's not a damn ocean within miles of either one of those places."
That's funny.
So it's a great book. It's an easy read, and he spent some time living in Indonesia. And you know, I just I don't know. I think this guy is
Definitely he made Run in 2008.
Yeah, he was just in Seattle, and I wasn't aware that he was coming, and he seemed to surface while I was at school at Guide Dogs. I mean,
He surfaced at he was at the last
at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah,
but then I sort of didn't hear about him anymore.
No.
And now all of a sudden everything is Barack Obama.
Yeah, people are going crazy.
So
I wonder who would win, Hillary or him.
You know, I bet it'll be Barack and Hillary.
Yeah, as the two.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, he may be a vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of voting, and we're almost done with the show, but speaking of voting, are you going to be able to use accessible voting?
Oh, yes. I voted accessibly in the primary, not excessively, but accessibly. I intend to do so again on the 7th of November. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, in Washington State, you can get all your ballot information ahead of time in Braille. So I've read all our initiatives, and then along with the big initiative book, they also sent a smaller Braille volume that has just the people who will be running in my district. So I could read, you know, about all the, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents and the this ones and the that ones. And they will also have that same Braille. And I'm assuming they also have large print and cassette, but I don't know that for a fact. But they will have that same Braille copy available at my precinct in the event that I need to look at something again before I go to vote. So we do a pretty good job here.
Wow. No, I can. You know, I haven't checked. But I need to do that this week. I'm going to do that and see what they got. But
check with your Secretary of State. That's who does ours.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right. Well, so any big plans with you and Agnes this week?
Not that I know of. You know, just just getting back to getting back into ACB radio work. And,
yep.
You know, I had some asthma stuff going on for a while, and that kind of slowed me down with getting back to work, and the energy that I did expend had to be expended on Agnes. And so, but I think things are coming back to rights, and you know, just getting back into the swing of things. And she's getting more and more time to be free in the same room that I'm in. You know, she has moments of freedom where she can be in the same room with me and have some off-leash time, but she still can't run around the house freely.
Right.
I think we're both looking forward to the day when she can. I think she's tired of the leash. I'm tired of the leash, but we have three more weeks of it, and then that'll be that.
Yeah, and you'll start giving her more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very good, and I bet you Gary's glad to have you home. And
well, you know, you'd have to ask him, but I think so.
Well, he was definitely doing the bachelor thing. I'd call and I'm doing laundry. You know,
so. Hey, he's a great laundry doer.
Yeah,
yeah. He even did the laundry this week too, actually.
Wow, that's good. Keep him in shape.
And he's actually making dinner most every night, too. It's been
really
nice to be a guest in my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So next week we're going to...
It's you and me again, except I'm not hosting.
It's going to be...
I can relax and sit in my comfy chair and talk on the phone.
Back in your comfy chair, and we'll have 866-666-7926
back
up and running. And hopefully I remember how to... do it all.
Have you started to plan for Thanksgiving yet?
No.
No, not yet, huh?
No.
It's coming fast.
I know. You know, I need to get Dale on.
I know you do. That would be awesome.
I know. Maybe I'll bring, let's see.
You should do it before Thanksgiving, though.
Well, yeah, I know. Let's see, Thanksgiving is the 23rd, so, yeah.
Oh, it's 23rd, is it?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I'll have
16th maybe.
Yeah. See.
Or that week, that whatever that is. That's
17th,
18th, 19th/20th.
The
whatever.
Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get Dale on to.
That'd be awesome.
Talk about cooking the turkey.
Wonder if you can cook a turkey in a microwave.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Dale.
I don't know.
Never done that.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. It'd probably dry the turkey out, wouldn't it?
You know what? I'm interested in finding out, and I know people do it, but cooking your turkey on your gas grill, I don't know how you keep the ambient temperature from dropping. I mean, because your gas grill's outside. It's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where some of us are, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's 90 at Christmas time for us. No, not quite, but...
So I don't know how, you know, like if it's 40, how do you keep your grill temperature up to, you know, 400?
Hey, some people put them in pits.
Oh, I don't want to dig the pit.
Yeah, I know, but my brother did that.
Especially after the book I'm reading, man, I think I was digging a grave. Oh, gosh.
No, there's part of that in there, too.
Guy's driving around with a body in his trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, God forbid he slams on his brakes. Huh?
I know. So we're going to have you on next week, and then we're going to be inviting the president of the Seeing Eye.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to love to call in about that.
And I'm sorry his name escapes me, but I'm a guest and I can be dumb. So so we're going to be inviting him to join us in November. And I'm making my appeal now. If you do, if you own a business and you're visually impaired or blind and you want some holiday traffic, I want to hear from you, Marlena, Marlaina, at acbradio.org. I want to feature you in one of my shows in early December so we can bring you some of our listeners' business. And,
that'd be great.
That's, you know, kind of where we're going, and I don't know. And then
so let's see, what day is Christmas on this year?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to sit here and figure out. Let's see.
Well, let's see. The 30th.
Well, if December 1st is a Friday.
7th, 14th, 21st.
Yep.
So that's like a Thursday?
22nd,
23rd. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. No. December 1st, 15th, 8th, 15th, 22nd is a Friday.
Oh, it's a Monday. It's a Monday.
23rd, yeah, it's a Monday.
Oh, so, hey, this is awesome.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Christmas Eve.
That is awesome.
Nobody will call.
Oh, yes, they will, because we're going to have Santa on.
That's right. You told me we were going to have
We're going to have Santa Claus on.
Oh, right.
We have connections.
All right. I don't know what they are, but, hey, if Jeff Bishop says Santa Claus is coming
Santa
on
Claus will
show,
be here.
Santa
so
Claus
what this
is
means is,
to town.
Yeah, and then we got to go. But what this basically means is that we want children to call, too.
Yeah. Or adults who think they're children.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And
yeah.
Lots of Braille notes and, you know, all kinds of real cool stuff, Santa's going to give away. So.
Santa's giving away Braille notes?
Well, not on the show, but
oh.
You can make requests and he'll bring them down
like,
the chimney.
Whoa, I'll get listeners that night.
Yeah, no, but you can request them from Santa and he might bring one.
Request at BrailleNote.com, no.
Well, it might be, I don't know. But Santa will be here on Christmas Eve.
All right, well, you'll have to tell me how that's all going to work because
I'm working on it.
Santa. I love Santa.
We'll have to figure that out, who's going to do what.
Yeah, well, you're a part of it.
Well, I am. Whether, yes, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, we have plans, so we'll discuss
plans.
This, and
and when I find out what they are, I'll love them.
Yeah, we'll have to figure this out. We'll the little elves will communicate.
All right.
And,
well, you have your elf call my elf.
Something like that. All right, we got to get out of here because we got 1 minute left.
Oh, my gosh, 1 minute. All right, everybody, come back next week. And it's so great to be here, and this has been fun. And thank you, Dr. Bishop. You've been wonderful.
Well, thank you, and we'll be back next week, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm Marlena, and this is the music of Lee Rettenhauer, a little dolphin dreamin', as we go out for this week. It's been a joy to be with you, and I hope you'll come back next week right here on ACB Radio Mainstream. Let me thank the team that helps make all of this happen. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK, Jeff Shang in Australia, and Gary the Board Guy in the other room. We'll be back again, same time, same place, next week here on ACB Radio Mainstream. But if you'd like to send me an email in the meantime, you can address it to Marlena. That's MARLAINA at acbradio.org. Till we're together again, have a great week, and we'll see you next time, right here on Mainstream.